You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our...
The snow banks sparkle brightly on this sunny winter day here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dad, entering an imposing building in downtown Zucchini Land, about to hit an important milestone.
After you, boys.
Okay.
Wow.
This place is huge.
Too huge. Not huge enough.
Hey, Dad, maybe there's an even bigger one somewhere.
No, no, Jackie. This is the right place. The Zucchini Land Bank and Trust Company. Been here since 1927.
Whoa! Look at that enormous chandelier hanging from the ceiling. Ooh. Never been in a place like this before.
That is a big chandelier. I hope it's not gonna fall.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's been hanging from the ceiling for longer than I can remember.
So where do we start our bank accounts, Dad? Should we get in line?
Not this time. Today we need to sit down with an account representative at one of the desks over there.
Why is everyone else in line?
Yeah.
Chances are they're either going to put money into or take money out of their accounts. Oh.
So this is where they keep all the money?
Dad, how much money do you think is inside this bank?
Oh, I don't know, Sammy. A whole lot.
I bet there's $1 million in here.
Probably more than that, Steven.
I bet you there's a quadrillion dollars in here.
No, there's got to be more like a bagillion.
$5 pennies in a nickel, $2 nickels in a dime, $5 nickels in a quarter, sing it all the time. A penny is one, a nickel is five, a dime is ten, a quarter 25, five pennies in a nickel, two nickels in a dime, five nickels in a quarter. Sing it all the time. Penny, nickel.
That was a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Boys, I'd like you to meet Miss Halfpenny. She's going to take care of your money.
She take care of Polly, too?
Hello, boys. I hear you've come to open your very own savings account.
Yep, we've been saving our allowance in our piggy banks.
And now they're pretty full.
Yeah.
Well, good. What's nice about having a savings account is that now your money will earn interest each month.
My dog Polly's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, and she's definitely earned it.
She certainly worked hard to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hey! It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
interest.
Spelling, please.
I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T.
Definition, please.
Noun. Money paid for the use of money lent. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are fee.
That'll be 25 cents, please.
Percentage.
12% of the next one.
Or rate.
Currently we're paying.
Sentence, please.
I'm talking about a different kind of interest. This type of interest is money the bank will pay you in exchange for being allowed to keep your money in the bank.
Oh.
The more money in your account, the more interest you'll earn.
You mean the bank will give us money?
That's right.
And we get to keep it?
It's yours to keep.
I love country music and I practice daily on my out-of-tune cockamamie ukulele. But my daily ukulele playing ain't gonna get me far. I need a guitar, an amp, and some quadraphonics, and several hundred dollars worth of electronics if I'm ever gonna get to be a country western star. Gotta get me some dollars and cents. Dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the president.
Walking, Miss Becky Sue, why don't you drop by the bank and I'll explain to you how you can make more dollars if you use a little common sense. Chill out, young lady, no need to fret. Although you can't afford to buy that new equipment yet, you got a couple hundred bucks saved up in your birthday stash. Why not deposit them dollars in the bank instead? Then at the end of the year you come out way ahead, because the bank will pay you money in exchange for the use of your cash. And that's called interest. You're making money that way, and you can buy that gear about a year from today.
Saving sounds mighty nifty, Mr. Banker dude. You know I'd like to be thrifty, but I ain't in the mood. I'm inspired and I'm writing me a brand new country song. I got a lot of country western in my blood, like Reba and Loretta and Winona Judd. Gotta get me that equipment and I ain't about to wait too long. Gotta get me some dollars and cents, dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the presidents. So please, Mr. Banker, won't you tell me how I can get my mitts on some money right now? 'Cause waiting for my dollars really doesn't seem to make much sense.
Why, sure, Becky Sue, I can give you a hint. I can lend you the money, but you must understand, when you borrow from the bank, then you gotta pay it back on time. And when you're done paying back every dollar that's due, you will find you paid them back a little extra too. For every dollar you borrow, you gotta pay the bank a dollar and a dime. Again, that's interest, and it's just a fee you pay to use the money that you borrow from me.
We're talking about dollars and cents, dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the presidents. Since life is one experience that spares us no expense, gotta use them dollars with a little bit of common sense. We gotta use them dollars with a little bit
love common sense. Are you sure Dolly Parton started this way?
A song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay, it looks like we have all the paperwork filled out. You each have your very own savings account number, and now you just need to make a deposit.
What's that mean?
That means it's time for you to give me your money so I can put it in your brand new account.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I think I might want to change my mind. You seem really nice, but are you sure my money will be safe here?
Yeah.
Well, let me assure you that I do this every day. Taking care of people's money is my job.
I was sitting on the curb. I didn't know what about, but I was feeling quite disturbed. A street sweeper came whistling by. He was bouncing every step. It seemed strange how good he felt. So I asked him while he swept. He said, "It's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job, and without it I'd be less than what I expect to be. I got an uncle, he owns a bank. He's a self-made millionaire. Always seemed kind of sad to me, so I asked him why that was, and he told me yes, because in my contract there's this clause that says it's my job to be worried half to death, and that's the thing people respect in me. It's my job, and without it I'd be less than what I expect to be." Writing songs and sleeping late. Any manual labor I've done purely by mistake. But a street sweepers can smile that I've no right to be upset. But sometimes I still forget till the lights go down and the stage is set, and that song hits home, and I feel that sweat. It's my job to be different from the rest, and that's the thing people respect in me. It's my job, and without it I'd be less than what I expect.
Song from Livingston Taylor.
All right. I guess it's safe to give you my money. Here you go.
Thank you, Jack. Now, if you boys will wait here, I'll go deposit your money into your savings account.
Okay.
And I'll return with a deposit slip and a brand new bank book for each of you.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
I like it here.
Yeah.
I want to work in a bank when I grow up.
I'm worried. What if Miss Halfpenny doesn't come back?
Don't worry, Jackie. She will.
Are you sure, Dad? I mean, if someone gave you something important, like a pizza, would you come back with it?
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, to be or not to be, when it comes to a beloved old carousel, that is the question. Carousel is live on location with Mary Ground, chairwoman of the Zucchini Land Historical Society, the organization spearheading an effort to restore a carousel that hasn't been operated in 20 years. Coward.
Coward Hussell here at the carousel. Mary, how's the restoration going?
Well, Coward, it doesn't look like much because so far it's mostly mechanical. Mm-hmm. Checking and replacing all the pulleys, metal braces, the wooden platform. We've got to make it safe before we make it look pretty.
Now, Mary, wouldn't it be easier and cheaper to get a newly constructed carousel?
Honestly, it might be cheaper, but money can't buy everything. This carousel has character, charm, old-time craftsmanship. They don't build them like they used to, that's for sure.
And you've done a lot of the fundraising yourself.
I can hardly take all the credit. We've had lots of support from the community. Car washes, raffles, bake sales, a mini marathon, a rock and roll concert, bungee jumping.
Wow.
The community's been fabulous.
But you've got more to do.
Yes, painting the horses. That's the biggest thing left to do. And about 3 more car washes and 6 bake sales, but we'll get there.
And I'm sure it'll be a success. Thanks, Mary. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's sunny and cold here in Zucchini Land. We're wading our way through want of white stuff. Sometimes I wish I were a walrus with a warmer wardrobe. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Here you go, boys. Here are your deposit slips, which show the amount of money you just put into your account. And here are your bank books for keeping track of each time you make a deposit or a withdrawal.
A deposit is when you put money into your account, and a withdrawal is when you take money out of it.
That's right, Sam.
Miss Halfpenny, do you like pizza?
I certainly do. Now, keep those bank books safe, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Miss Halfpenny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to work. I want to get Sam. Really?
Hey, it looks like someone else is coming to the bank, too.
Hey, Susan.
Susan.
Hi, guys. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hello, Susan.
We just opened our own savings account.
Yeah.
I have a savings account, too.
Hey, I just thought of a way we can get more money into our account so we can earn more interest.
Oh. How?
We can get money out of the money machine over there.
Oh.
I see people doing it all the time.
When I was just a child, my life was oh so simple. And the ways of the great world seems strange and funny. Then when I was a young man, I learned of that machine. It turns out all those bales of precious money.
Money, money.
A song from James Taylor.
Sam, I don't think your idea will work.
No?
You can only get money out of a money machine if it's already in your account to begin with.
Oh, all right then. Well, there are other ways to make money. I have lots of plans.
Do you think any of them will work?
Well, I don't know if they'll work, but they're sure fun to talk about.
The quote of the day is...
Well done is better than well said. Benjamin Franklin. Plans are okay with me. I have a plan, too.
A pizza plan?
Nope. I plan to keep depositing money into my savings account until I have $100.
Whoa.
Yeehaw. Well, just the other day, my teacher said to me, make sure you learn your spelling words, or four times each you'll see. So I wrote down this here story, yes, I made it up at will. Well, it has to do with what I'd buy with $100 bill.
What do you think he'd buy?
Well, since I was born in the north, I'd buy a silver fork and eat my corn in a thunderstorm and a brand new pair of shorts. Well, I'd also buy a harbor, buy a river where I could fish, and a can of worms and some acorns too. I wish, I wish, I wish. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. Well, I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Now, what else would you buy?
Well, what else in this world could I buy? I don't rightly know. Well, one thing I know I wouldn't order is a tornado. Well, I'd like to buy a record store and get all my tapes for free. Or maybe buy a football team. Yeah, that's a sport for me. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Elvis.
If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
yeah. The King.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I think that when I grow up, I'd like to work in a bank. Be a banker.
Yeah.
I think when I grow up, I'd like to own a bank.
Well, when I grow up, I want to be a bank.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Hey, Jack Zucchini. We here at Tons of Fun Diet Associates would like to see you lose 200 pounds with Hadley Hamill's Hot Pepper Diet.
What if I weigh under 200 pounds?
Tell the customer there's no problem.
Hey, no problem, Jack. Your friends and family will lose the leftover weight for you.
They will?
Guarantee the product.
That's right. We guarantee you'll lose 200 pounds, one way or the other, for the very, very low introductory price of $19.95.
But I don't need it.
And for another $19.95, hey, we can guarantee you'll gain it all back.
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Hadley Hamill's Hot Pepper Diet is nothing to fool around with, Jack Zucchini.
There's something familiar about your voice. Is this Amy the telemarketer?
No, this is Emily Avivola.
We know a wonderful telemarketer named Amy who has the most beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
So it is you.
Pitch the product again.
Aw, couldn't you help me out here? I mean, if you and your brothers got together, you could probably lose 200 pounds between the three of you, don't you think?
Well, maybe, but then there'd be nothing left of us.
Now that wouldn't be a good thing. Your parents would miss you.
They would. I got a song here from Clarence Frogman Henry. But first, I was just wondering, do you like being a telemarketer?
Well, sometimes I do. I don't know why, but I do.
I'm lonely and
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like Golden Hours in Portland, Oregon.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1322. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make a homemade bank.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Save a lot of money, yeah. I'm not gonna spend it on heavy hats.
Is full of mimicry artists. Stellar's jays, blue-gray gnatcatchers, and European starlings can all imitate the calls of other species of birds. But northern mockingbirds have taken mimicry to a whole new level. Sure, they can mimic other birds, but their repertoire includes more than just bird standards. Mockingbirds can mimic frogs and toads. The mockingbird imitates the calls of not one or two, but 12 species of amphibians found in North America.